Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
I'm in the platform one stage, and it wouldn't be a Saturday night if we didn't catch up with 5 degrees north. It's been woohoo! Now, lads, it's been a year since we last spoke. Quite a lot going on in that time. You've been off at uni.
Well, I mean, it's probably been the biggest year of change for the band ever. We've all moved to uni and stuff, and then Michael left the band and stuff. Obviously, like, we're all still mates, on good terms and stuff. But cool. You know, to get us back to that standard, I think, that we were at, it was really difficult. And yeah, we got Gabe in the band, and we have a new setup and everything. But I think it's sounding as good as it ever did, if not better.
It does sound very tight. I was really, really impressed, because it is difficult when you have all that change. And Gabe, you're such an asset to the band, I think. Amazing today, amazing performance. Now, you've got a tour coming up, I believe. So tell me about that. Where are you going to?
Where aren't we going to? So we are going around the South Coast. We are hitting Bournemouth. We are hitting Portsmouth. We are also hitting the Isle of Wight and Southampton. It's going to be brilliant. We're stopping. We've got the Tom Meegan over here on the Isle of Wight. For all you Isle of Wight listeners, come down to that. It's going to be an amazing day of music. And the day before Scout for Girls. Come on, you know you want your tickets.
Does sound good. It does sound good. I think I bet that was probably the best sales pitch ever, Louis. Gabe, what's it like for you? Are you from the island originally, or...?
Which is very different to the island, I'd say, but it's nice to be involved with everything, and yeah, it's a very, very cool festival.
So how does it feel like being back at the Isle of Wight Festival, guys? Is it cool?
Home.
Home. Home. And how's the studying going?
It's,
or is it not
it's,
going?
It's going. It's going. I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, a new location and sort of new people to play in front of and share our music with, which was the most important thing. And obviously coming back here is just, it's humbling, but it's also just like the nicest thing ever, having all these people who still remember us and come to listen and stuff. And as well as like treating Gabe like one of their own already, you know, it's only been 4 months since he's joined, but everyone gives him, you know, a really good reception and treats him like one of the band members, which is what he is. And I was worried, I think, at the start that, you know, people wouldn't receive it too well because we were a band for so long in that setup, but it's just better than ever, in my opinion. I love it so much.
Sometimes these things happen for a reason, don't they? And people have to go their own ways, and it's good that you're all friends. And Gabe, it's nice for you. You're part of the family now. You're part of the Isle of Wight family, it sounds like. So have you got time off at all now for a little while, or...?
We've got about a week.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, and then our next gig on the tour is the 2nd of July at the Waterbear venue in Brighton. So, yeah, we've got a little bit of time to recoup, do some practice and stuff, and then get straight back on it. And then we're on tour till August, and then we've got some... Sneak preview here. Some big things in the work for early next year.
How exciting. And you've had some good releases as well. Red River has been really well received. Waiting for the Animals, is that due to come out anytime soon?
You know, bloody wait for it. We're not giving any info. I know what you're trying to do over here.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just excited for it. And I know your fans will be excited for it. So we'll wait on that one then. And you'll be back very soon on the Isle of Wight as part of the tour. Touring across the South Coast now, you're just part of the South Coast as well as the Isle of Wight, and I'm sure it's going to go further. So thank you very much for joining me. I feel privileged that you still wanted to actually meet with me, to be honest.
I missed you. I've been away for too long.
This will always be our home ground at Vectis Radio for the win.
Thank you very much. Have a very nice festival. Are you going off to see anybody else at all?
Well, tonight we are very excited to see Teddy Swims. We're big fans. And then again, Calvin Harris, although it's very different to, I guess, what we play, is still like in our hearts. It's like our childhood. We all grew up with stuff like that. But yeah, Sunday as well, The Cure, amazing band. We're really excited for that. I feel like I'm speaking for everyone, but
yeah, come on, Gabe. Do you feel the same way? What sort of music do you like?
I'm very excited to see the Kooks tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they are one of my favourite bands. So.
Okay. And Louis, any favourites coming up for you? Oh, you've got to sing.
The Last Dinner Party, I love them. I think The Last Dinner Party are so good, and I cannot wait to see their set tomorrow.
And I just went and saw The Girl the Year Above, and they were fabulous. They were really good this afternoon. So much more to come, and much more to come on Vectis Radio. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, then.
Thank you very much.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.